terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Good evening and welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm just going to adjust my headset here because I can't seem to... Okay, there we go. Now I've got the right sound coming in. Interesting. Yes, it's time again for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues as heard every Friday night between 10 and midnight right after CITR Sports. I'm Jason and we just wrapped up our fifth annual fun drive yesterday with the fun drive finale, and it was a success. For 10 days we raised, after 10 days and including the finale, we raised about $26,000 with a goal of $30,000, so I think that's pretty good. And you know, some donations are still rolling in at this point, so you know, we'll get there. And I'd also like to thank not only generally everyone who pledged to the station, but specifically those who pledged to Shake a Tail Feather. The show's goal was 300, and we got as far as 230, so $230. That is most of the way there, and I think it's probably about the same, really, proportionally to what the station raised in relation to its goal. So thank you to all those who donated to both the show and the station. This does a lot for us. It keeps us rolling pretty smoothly for the next year. So we'll be working on those projects, including the new digitized library, which I'm sure you'll hear more about in the weeks and months to come. The number here is 604-822-2487. If you want to pledge, our online pledge function is still working. So for that, you can go to citr.ca/donate. If you missed your chance during the fund drive, it is still available for you to pledge if you want to. And again, you can pledge for your favorite program as well. Okay, so that's the latest on that. And when I get a final total, I'll be sure to mention it on the station. Well, besides the fun drive, but partly because of it, November has been special guest month on Shake a Tail Feather. And we've had lots of really interesting guests this past month. Of course, we had Lucy Faulkner, dance instructor, on the first show of November, followed by Jared Odell of the Story of Soul Club on the second of those shows, a phone interview. And then last week, of course, we had a record collector, Mark Desjardins, on and played our usual kind of esoteric Motown sets that we tend to do when Mark drops by. Well, tonight's guest is has been on before, but we focused a lot on music the last time, but we're going to focus on his group, which he helped to found, which is a local Northern Soul tribute band by the name of Mr. M and the All-Nighters. And this will be particularly good for those of you who missed the other interview I did with Ian Gregson, who's in the studio tonight. Welcome, Ian.
Welcome, and good to have me here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so welcome back, and we're going to talk about the All-Nighters tonight and spin some music as well. Just off the top, we heard the Stereos with a song called Stereo Freeze off of Chicago Soul, Soul Jazz Presents. We'll be getting into some Northern, some Southern, some various things tonight. But of course, I am open to requests. So again, the number is 604-822-2487. I do have some stuff from a 2008 Canada Day concert by the All-Nighters as well, which we'll be getting to, as well as a couple new releases. So we got an action-packed evening. So for those who don't know out there, in some background about the All-Nighters, they're from East Van.
Yeah.
They formed...
Yeah, that's the, was the general idea, is that we formed the band back in 2007 now, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2006. Oh, the years are flying by. And the idea was just to kind of recreate some of that sound of the Northern Soul sound that came from Northern England in that period of time. I'm from Wigan originally, which is famous for the Wigan Casino, which
right.
was big 73 to 81, then it burnt down. But also there's this, you know, theme of Northern Soul, which was particularly you know, got particular attention in the north part of England. That's where it
right.
got its name from.
Right.
And, you know, the idea is it's up-tempo, very danceable soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still very popular today, 30 years on, as a movement. And the people who are into it, I mean, they've just put out a new movie called Soul Boy.
Right.
Which is filmed, it's based on the Wigan Casino,
okay.
You know, period.
Yeah.
But it was filmed at Wigan Casino, is obviously not there anymore, but it's filmed at the King's Hall in Stoke-on-Trent.
Okay.
And I tried to get it, the distributors, to put it in the Vancouver Film Festival, but they neglected to do that. But, you know, it'd be nice to see that show out and about on North American release. They're claiming it's like going to be the new Quadrophenia for the 21st century, which is a
right.
pretty big claim.
That's a huge claim.
Quadrophenia was, you know, did a lot in its day,
right.
79 or 80, whatever it was.
Right.
So yeah, the Northern Soul movement is alive and well in the UK and in
right.
Europe, and
right.
you know, that was the idea behind the band, is to kind of jump on that
mm-hmm.
and. You know, we've had some reasonable... We've had airplay on the BBC, on the Craig Charles Funk and Soul show.
Right, yes.
The Murray Fox show in Stoke, BBC Radio Stoke. So, you know, we've done okay, but, I mean, we're in Vancouver. You know,
that's right.
We're a bit out of it as far as geography goes. But, I mean, Vancouver's got a very burgeoning soul
it
movement.
It does,
and
for
it's
sure. Yeah.
Certainly improved... and got better over the last, you know, 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, and, you know, the guest you had on, Jared, down at the Astoria, you know, is, you know, right on the, I was at the Astoria on Saturday for the last soul night there.
Right.
It was just packed.
Yeah.
You know, the Astoria's a great venue. And it was the lineup was down the block at 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheap beer, and it's $6 to get in. So, and it's perfect for the people who want to be off away from downtown on a Friday.
Right, Saturday night. It's off by the side.
And the Soul Movement, and the night before they had the Epics at the Biltmore.
For the anniversary.
And that was, you know, another good night. I think the Epics have played there two or three times now. So, you know, it's coming along, you know, and it's starting to really see a difference, and people really want to, it's good music that people really enjoy, and it's not, you know, it's not esoteric, it's very kind of working class kind of, you know, for people.
It's accessible sounding, right? It's not something, and, although the songs themselves can be not necessarily well-known, but the the formula is familiar for people.
And so, that, I mean, that's still as true today as it was when it first came out. So, the band itself is, you know, we've been playing lots up until August. We've taken a break. Sadly, our singer had some family issues to deal with, so we've in the process of getting a new singer sorted out this weekend, hopefully. We've got a great new drummer from Chilliwack, who's played in, his name's Daryl, and he's played with R&B, Ron Hayward and Stripes in the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
He's been around quite a bit in the Vancouver soul scene. And we were actually playing on the set of the new Reese Witherspoon movie with him. And he... you know, so he said, I want to play with you guys. I said, well, okay, why not? We didn't, we'd actually play on the set. We actually mimed, so, but we liked the look of him, and he liked the look of us. And, yeah, so we thought we'd give it a shot, and then we've had a rehearsal with him, and it's he's pretty enthusiastic. As he must be if you're coming all the way from Chilliwack to East Vancouver. And so, yeah, that's the next step for the band. He's a really tight drummer, really picked it up right away, and we're looking to get into some live situations in the new year.
Oh, wow. So, you've got some plans for 2011.
Yeah, that's basically where we're looking at right now. And you know, for the most part, you know, the band is kind of tightened up around myself on guitar and backing vocals, and Michael, who was supposed to be here, but decided at the last minute that he didn't want to come. And on bass, and Corey, who's been with me for about two or three years now, on saxophone. And Ali, the singer, and you know, we've done quite well. You know, we're reasonably happy. We've got some plans in the works that it may include the Astoria, because as we know, the last Soul Night happened there last weekend. So there's going to be a bit of a vacuum there at the Astoria. You know, they've got an audience, right? And it's quite a big audience.
I wonder what they're going to do now.
Well, that's I can't really say too much, but I'm talking to the Astoria about a night there and a monthly night, but it would be a live band and DJ as opposed to just straight DJ. So we're not 100% on it yet, but we're talking about it. So.
Things
are in the works, shall we say.
Well, that's good, because there's a lot of really loyal people, and they've had their appetites whetted, and it'd be great to... and work with that. Anyways, you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Jason. Ian Gregson of the Mr. M and the All-Nighters is with me in the studio, and we're talking about the All-Nighters and the local soul scene. The number here is 604-822-2487, and that's for requests. No, you won't be getting on the air. That will be requests for music. That doesn't have to be for tonight. That could be for future programs. Yeah, so let's get to a little bit of music. This is a group called The Fascinations with Girls Are Out to Get You.
to show you how to do a new dance called the Horsin' Up.
It's a little bit of the horse.
And a little bit of the Tighten Up.
So let's get into the groove and everybody dance. More to the right.
I think we got it.
How's about that, Dan?
Easy greasy.
Hey, Joe Batan, what you doing on my record?
Just hanging out, baby.
Maybe we'll get it here.
me put this hamburger down. I don't want no mouth. I want to dance. Oh, yeah. Sure enough grooving now, y'all. Look at me. Oh, yeah.
I just can't stop dancing.
No, no.
I just can't stop dancing.
CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fun Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, to introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band, your new favorite sound. By harnessing the power of dozens of volunteer hosts as diverse as the programming they are dedicated to creating, we aim to give you something completely unique, and we could not do it without you. You are simply the best. CITR listeners. Better than all the rest.
You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Anyone
ever met. And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM. In Vancouver, the number here is 604-822-2487. And like the message says, yes, thank you very much for your Fun Drive donations. And don't forget to pay your pledge as well. So we just heard before the break Archie Bell and the Drells with I Can't Stop Dancing off of the album of the same name. Actually, it's a two-for-one CD set here that I've got. Before that, Orchestra Harlow off of New Eureka Roots. And a song called The Horse and Up, which, of course, was a medley of The Horse, the Cliff Noble song, and Tighten Up, the Archie Bell and the Drell song. Before that, Sonny Cox off of the Chicago Soul compilation we heard beforehand with an instrumental called The Wailer, and The Fascinations before that off of the Bear Family's Sweet Soul Music in 1967 with Girls Are Out to Get You. I have Ian Gregson in the studio from Mr. M and the All-Nighters, and we've been talking about the local soul scene and the All-Nighters themselves. So this CD I'm holding in my hands here was recorded live Canada Day in North Vancouver in 2008. It has 19 tracks on it, and so it was recorded live that night.
Yeah, it's pretty well recorded straight to two track. There's no overdubs or anything. There's a few glitches on there. And it was actually celebrating Canada Day outside during the day, very hot day.
Yeah.
It was right on the waterfront at where the sea bus goes in.
I forget
the name of the park. Waterfront Park, I think it's called.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's funny because at one point there's a hovercraft came right up behind us and totally drowns everything out. We're in between songs, and all you can hear is this big hovercraft in the background.
Right.
But, yeah, it was a good gig. It was a nice day, and, you know, the band performed really well, and everybody was on their mark, and we had a great time. I think there was about 17,000 people went through the event over the day. And I took the opportunity to actually record it because it was outside, and the acoustics outside can't be beat. You know, it's you've got no, you know, buildings within great distance, and so it's just a big open park. You've got the ocean on one side, and the acoustics were really good. And it's unfortunate that the band kind of broke up for a while after that. And because we've been playing together pretty well for about 6 or 7 months, and things were getting pretty tight.
Right.
And the lead singer at the time, Tina, she's still around. She's still playing in a band that my most recent drummer was actually the Gale Force Blues Band. They play down at the Cottage Bistro quite often. And, Corey, one of the sax players, is still with me. Lorik is with a band called Jackie Treehorn, which has been playing around, also at the Cottage, playing out in Burnaby at the Great Burr Pub on Kingsway.
Kingsway, yeah.
And, yeah, they're kind of doing some original kind of funky things around soul and funk and kind of mixing it up with some, you know, commercial East Van kind of sounds and, you know, so it's, you know, all original material, I think, from what I've not actually seen them play. I've seen a couple of their YouTube videos. So they're kind of an interesting kind of... Corey, Lorik, and I are all from the carnival band stable, shall we say.
Oh, wow. Okay.
From East Vancouver.
Right,
and,
yes.
And that's where we all met. And so there's a bit of theme about that. Once you're in the carnival band, it's hard to kind of take it away, and it stays with you. Even I've not been in it for a while, but... yeah, and you take it on to other bands, that community feeling. And you know, it's good to have a great place for horn players. They're a big horn section. And, you know, they've been around for, like, you know, 8-10 years now, the carnival band. So it's a great community band, and lots of people love, you know, playing in that band for years.
Right.
But Mr. and the All-Nighters are, like I say, we're in the process of pulling the band back together again, and we'll be playing gigs in the new year, and I think we've got a good song coming up for you right now, I think, which is an old Pat Powdrill song.
Oh, right, and Pat Powdrill is...
Pat Powdrill was, she was one of the I-Cats.
Right, okay.
One of the ones that, you know, came and went as Ike saw fit. And shall we say, and she went on to have her own kind of boat called Pat Powdrill and the Powdrills.
Right.
And they did this song, very up-tempo song, very, you know, driving, good driving, pushing beat.
Right.
This one called Do It.
Okay, so let's hear that. And we'll be back with Ian Gregson of the All-Nighters in just a moment. This is off of the Mr. M and the All-Nighters Live at Canada Day, North Vancouver, 2008. Pat Powdrill's Do It, as done by the All-Nighters.
Let's do it.
There I go. You guys ready to do it? I saw some people dancing. Where did they go? We're gonna play for another hour yet. Pace yourself.
Ooh.
You guys are really doing it out there. Right on. You go.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, we're going to get rid of our singer. And we're going to get rid of the horn section. And we're going to get into something a little like some onions. You guys heard of green onions? You know what green onions? When I say green onions, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah? Not something you grow in your garden. It's a song. So the keyboards and I have to be nice and loud for this one.
Thank you. This is Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
And Mr. M and the All-Nighters on Shaky Tail Feather, we heard them from Live Canada Day North Vancouver 2008. We heard Do It, followed by, of course, Green Onions, an extended instrumental featuring the Hammond organ, originally done by Booker T and the MGs, and, of course, Pat Patrill's Do It before that. And Mr. Ian Gregson from the All-Nighters is in tonight as my special guest, rounding up special guest month. The month of November. So, and next week, by the way, I will not actually be here. I'm not sure what we're going to be doing, but I will be away at a work function. So either someone else will be here, or you might get a rebroadcast or something. So that's just a heads up about next week. So we were just talking while the songs were playing and stuff about bands like this. I mean, there's the All-Nighters, and of course the Epics have just recently expanded their lineup to include a whole horn section, and they have a group of singers as well as the two lead singers, one of whom is Jason Hoover Jr. Of course, his father was in the Epics originally and had a huge hit with King Size back in 1968, a local hit. There's all these roots for the group, but the group has expanded, so you've got kind of a large soul review style band, as with the All-Nighters as well. Other groups, there don't seem to be, I mean, you were mentioning a few groups that were
around.
Well,
there's a lot of soul-influenced music in town, there's no question about it, but I mean, let's face it, I mean, we've had, you know, 40 years of music happening in between when, say, a band like the Epics were formed. And so, I mean, when I approach soul music, I approach it with someone who kind of grew up in the 70s. So when I hear soul, I also associated that with a lot of the mod movement in the UK, which doesn't happen in a lot of soul bands here.
Right.
And that's, you know, entirely down to my roots. And you know, I associate it with bands like Paul Weller and The Jam and early Who and the mod movement and a lot of that that had, you know, soul at its root.
Right.
And which a soul band traditionally wouldn't do over here because it didn't have that movement over here.
There are mods here, but it's not root. It's not, it doesn't have the same.
So it's kind of an interesting kind of circular kind of growth pattern that is just always on the move.
Right.
And, you know, I was mentioning a band called Jackie Treehorn that has been around, as doing well now. I'm playing at the Cottage. And they're you know, interestingly kind of blend of kind of modern, kind of a take on modern soul.
Right.
And they're fun. And it's, but they're all original material. And, you know, they're kind of entertaining. I've not seen them, as I said, but I've seen their videos, and they're getting a kind of a, I guess a kind of a, an authentic sound of their own, but with obvious soul and funk influences.
Right. And is it something that anyone in the All-Nighters is considered doing, writing original material?
Definitely. I mean, it's just a matter of process, really. I mean, I wanted to do original material myself, and I've actually done quite a lot of original material myself, but more in the kind of, because I'm working by myself on a computer, I'm more in the electronic kind of vein,
right?
Which is a lot easier to do than with, like, seven other people. And but, yeah, original material for soul music, I just need to hook up with a decent songwriter, singer.
Right.
And, you know, that would be really easy to do, because we've got the basis of that all done already in the bands, and throwing a few original material, you know, some original tunes into a set is not a problem at all. I mean, the Epics have started doing that too, right?
Right,
got some they got a new CD out, I think, if it's not out already, and with some original material. And you know, it's just it's you know, their version of the old 60s soul that's revisited. I mean, it's you know, 40-odd years. I'm 48, so you know, it's 40 years you know, later, and it's hard to not be influenced by anything that's come on since. And you know, things come and go. I mean, you know, they say something like there's like a 30-year gap in a lot of music and cultural trends that come and go. And but Northern Soul in the UK is very, very strong, and a really good movement that's been going. The only other real issue is that, I mean, a lot of the aficionados of Northern Soul just listen to the original 45s. A band doing Northern Soul is a bit kind of iffy because they never particularly like the live versions of a song to begin with. And if you're not the original performer, and of course, let's face it, lots of, you know, the original performers are getting few and far between. What you have left, you have bands that are in tribute to that period. So yeah, it's an interesting scene, and I'm still, the goal is to get the band over to the UK in one way, shape, or form, sooner or later, shall we say. And I did try it back in February of 2009. Actually went over to London. Was able to book a few gigs around London, but I got about three or four, and then it was time to come home. And I needed at least about a dozen. So it'll be interesting to see how that, you know, my goal is to get the band over there at some point.
Right. Well, that would be doing it. Yeah, that would be fantastic. And over there, are there bands over there that you know of that are doing something?
Yeah, there's one band that particularly is quite good. It's called DC Fontana. And I think they're still on MySpace, myspace.com/DC Fontana.
Right.
Not to be confused with the Star Trek writer.
Right.
But, yeah, they're a great soul band. There's a vocalist by the name of Johnny Boy, you call him JB now, who's done work with Tommy Hunt, and the great Northern Soul performer. He's based out of, JB is based out of Bolton. And they have a bit of a soul night that goes with him. He's a great, and he's just a young guy, but he's got a great authentic vocal sound. And, you know, there's the other performers around too. I mean, Mayor Hawthorne, who's based out of Detroit, just played the Biltmore at the beginning of November, who fortunately I missed. I was, you know, he's actually got that Northern Soul sound, very, very Motowny. Plays all the instruments himself, very talented young fella, and you know, he's right up there with, you know, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and that Dap Tone sound of being using the old equipment for recording and that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's you know, it's never stand still, and that's what amazes me. And you know, I think the further we get away from real organic music, that is, you know, the more computers come in, not to do computer-related music, but to use computers in vocal music. People want to rebound from that and go into music that's just basically recorded straight and very organic sounding. And people, you know, want to get away from that, you know, plasticated pop music that we often hear.
Yeah, or subjected to, I think,
And so, and people want to get back, and but also people also want to find out where people like Christina Aguilera, where do they get their influences from?
Yeah, of course.
You know, you can go back in time, look on like a website like allmusic.com, and look at influence by sounds like
that's right,
etc. And you find out some great names in there as well. So it's a good way to explore the music, and that's why I always say to people is that, you know, look at Christina Aguilera, go back and see where, who influenced her, who influenced them, you know, who influenced Madonna, you know, that kind of thing. And it all comes back, they all the top female singers are really influenced by that 60s sound,
of course,
you know. Yeah, the, whether it be Motown or some of the Stax or you know, some of the Memphis sound. Or
And, I mean, Houston has produced a lot of, you know, just to pick a place out of nowhere. I mean, Houston, Texas has actually produced a lot. I mean, today we would have Beyonce, but if you go back to the 60s, you would have Archie Bell and the Drells.
Right.
The TSU Tornadoes, who were from Texas State University. and others, you know. I mean, so, I mean, there's lots of interesting, some of the reissues that have come out on the Numero Group out of Chicago, they do a lot of really small soul label stuff. They go to attics and cellars and dig up people's old crates of 45s tapes. And, you know, Columbus, Ohio, and Phoenix, Arizona, and Houston, and Miami, and all of these places with soul scenes of various types that...
And another thing is that there's an economic factor that comes into play as well. Is I think there's a big... when times get tough, people mm-hmm. really want to turn to music that uplifts them.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, what more can uplifting can you get than, say, Jackie Wilson's Higher and Higher?
Higher.
You know, mm-hmm. it's a classic. Everybody knows it. And when you listen to it, you feel yourself being mm-hmm. raised from it.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the true silver linings of a lot of soul music is that it's not blues. Mm-hmm. It has a blues element to it, but mm-hmm. it's really it can be uplifting.
Yeah.
And that driving beat and you know it really combines and it helps you know people get out of a funk, shall we? Out of a funk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's
unintended.
But yeah, if we're heading for those kind of economic times, which it looks like we have been heading for the last few years, you know, soul music's going to be around. As long as, you know, people want to be lifted out of the hardship in their lives, soul music is the place they go.
You know, and I was also saying off mic earlier that, you know, you have bands and things. It'd be great to see vocal groups. I mean, how much more inexpensive does it get than 4 or 5 people harmonizing on a street corner or on the front steps or whatever? And, you know, it would be interesting to see that. I just don't know if you will ever see that in this town, at least. But
well, it's difficult. I mean, my experience with singers, and as I've seen quite a few, mm-hmm. is that there's lots of female singers in Vancouver. Not mm-hmm. so many male. But a good example is the Epics. I mean, mm-hmm. Christine and Parker are doing, you know, an amazing thing.
That's right.
And with the backup singers now.
These are
now.
The East Van Divas.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
yeah.
I mean, that's the East Van Divas are basically, you know, a vocal group with the Epics as the backing band. And, you know, they're doing great things. And it just shows, I mean, working with some great vocalists and you mm-hmm. get an authentic sound and people really get on that. And I know they do quite well at the Biltmore when they're playing there, you know, twice a year. Mm-hmm. They're pulling in a crowd, and it's not the older crowd. It's not the over 45s or over 50s. It's the early 20s to early 30s crowd.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, well, that's great. So my special guest tonight, actually, probably for the next 15 minutes, is Ian Gregson of Mr. M and the All-Nighters, and we're talking about the local soul scene. Bands, not so much from the DJ perspective, but from the bands and musicians and those who appreciate them. The number here is 604-822-2487. And after this short announcement, I'm going to get to sort of a Northern Soulish number courtesy of a girl group from the 60s called the Royalettes. But in the meantime, here's an announcement.
CITR's Shindig 2010 finals are coming. Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club. There's been blood, there's been sweat, and brother, there's been tears. Not to mention jeers, cheers, and beers. After multiple rounds of competition, it's all coming down to this. 3 bands will take the stage. 1 will emerge triumphant. This is your chance to say you saw the next big Vancouver band while they were still clawing their way up the ladder. Past winners have included Hidden Towers, Vancouver, and 3 Inches of Blood. Everyone's got to start somewhere, so be there to see the start. Come to CITR's Shindig 2010 Finals, Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club.
crazy when the fuse is lit. And I know this is it, 'cause my soul starts burning and my heart starts burning like an explosion in my soul.
You know it drives
me crazy when the fuse gets lit. Then I know this is it, 'cause my soul starts burning.
Oh, yeah. And my heart starts burning
like an explosion in my soul. Like an explosion.
The music explosion, or sorry, no, not the music explosion. That was the Soul Survivors with Explosion in Your Soul, the extended version off of a reissue on Vampasoul of their 1968 album When the Whistle Blows, Anything Goes with the Soul Survivors. And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Before the Soul Survivors, we heard the Apollas with Mr. Creator and the Royalettes with Come to Me. And Ian Gregson is here in the studio with me, and we've been talking about the local soul scene with about Mr. M and the All-Nighters and the various other bands and their growing following. Just a couple more questions. Now, Northern Soul is, of course, a particular scene. I've heard this term bandied around called popcorn. Have you?
No.
Okay. What it seems to mean is I guess at one point Northern Soul music was, what was listened to was usually very up-tempo.
Right.
Often very much the same tempo,
yeah.
Right? And not,
yeah, not
I mean,
a great deal of variety.
Some stuff may be a little bit half-tempo.
Sure.
Than that. But apparently popcorn is a more recent scene, and it's a more varied sounding soul scene. Like, there's a lot of ballads even.
Right.
And some slower stuff and material that, you know, it's interesting that Northern Soul is named that because it was played in Northern England, but in fact a lot of the soul originally does come from a lot of Northern American cities as
well, like, yes.
Detroit and, yes, Philadelphia and New York.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what the emphasis is in popcorn, but I'm just curious because that's apparently a really big thing in Western Europe.
It wouldn't surprise that I've not heard of it, but the idea is that the whole basis of Northern Soul, it was meant to be played and keep people dancing.
Right.
I mean, the scene at Wigan Casino was, it really didn't have much room for ballads because people, there were so many people in the Wigan Casino itself. Here's a Victorian dance hall that holds capacity of about 2,000 people. And, you know, you played a wrong song on there and people sat down and they would show their lack of enthusiasm, shall we say, by not dancing. And it was, you know, a very unpleasant situation for a DJ to get up there, play a song, and then, you know, have people sit down. It didn't look good, shall we say.
No, I guess it wouldn't.
And so, yeah, the ballads really didn't come into it. You know, it was the Northern Soul sound is mainly from that that driving beat, and but it wouldn't surprise me. There's all kinds of splinters and offshoots and all kinds of things that are coming and going over time. Right. And that's one of the great pleasures of this kind of music, mm-hmm. is that it's rife for that. There's no real tried and tested formula. People are always kind of putting their own spin on things. And we've seen that over the years. Mm-hmm. Northern Soul has been the greatest musical fad of, you know, the last 40 years.
It's lasted a long
it's
time.
It's never gained ultimate, you know, pop popularity.
Right.
And that's good, because they sure as hell tried in the 70s in England, mm-hmm. and failed.
Right.
Mainly because it just didn't, you know, the people who were really interested in it didn't want it to become popular. I mean, there's a well-known documentary that was done in, I think, 77 by Tony Wilson, Manchester impresario.
Right.
Who did a documentary called This England on Wigan Casino. And the people in the Wigan Casino hated it. They didn't want him there because they didn't want him to popularize the Wigan Casino, and then you end up with people like Mark Almond coming in,
right?
From Soft Cell, who went on and did, you know, the world famous hit with Tainted Love, and
yeah.
that's where he got it from. He went to Wigan Casino,
right?
And took the song, and you know, that's how things travel in circles. And why not?
Right?
You know, I mean, I have an amazing story when I go on stage and we play Tainted Love,
right?
And then I asked asked the audience when did that song come out,
mm-hmm.
and they all say like, oh, 1980 something,
yeah,
they're off by, you know, a number of years.
So right.
I say it was 1966 or something when it originally came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you know, there's a history there, and I'm glad. I'm just happy that it's still around as a musical form, because a lot of musical forms have, you know, passed and gone, and we may never hear them again. But
mm-hmm.
you never know, right? And that's what I'm really pleased to hear, is that Vancouver itself, you know, has had its own great soul bands. I mean, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers,
of course, yeah.
And Bobby Taylor's still around singing.
Right, right.
And, you know, he plays a bit in Asia. But, you know, another great soul band at Vancouver. Unfortunately, a lot of the soul talent went south.
Right.
And not too many of them stayed around. And I think as a musical form in its kind of second and third generation,
mm-hmm.
The music is still playing, can be played pretty close to the bone, pretty close to the original form.
Right.
And that's what people like. But mm-hmm. then you get another take on it, is that people do original material influenced by soul, classic mm-hmm. soul, southern soul, but they take their own spin on it. So it makes it for a very kind of a varied and interesting musical form.
Of course.
But at the same time, we know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
You just have to listen to it and say, oh, that's obviously where that influence is coming from.
Sure.
Right? And, you know, it goes back to that, you know, that great classic period, I would uh-huh. say, from, say, 62 to about 67, 68.
Uh-huh.
Some great music came out, and a lot of music came out, because, let's face it, the 45 was new technology,
mm-hmm.
and there was lots of, you know,
small labels, small retailers, radio stations that were still yeah. independent.
Before it all became
yeah.
part of big kind of conglomerations mm-hmm. and corporations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And even to this day, people are still discovering, you know, classics. There's mm-hmm. there's thousands and thousands of songs out there,
sure,
that could take a lifetime to find.
You'd never get through it all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this has been a great conversation. Those of you who've just tuned in, I've had Ian Gregson, Mr. M and the All Nighters, a local Northern Soul cover and tribute band. And you can hear this show as a podcast by going to CITR.ca. Sometime tomorrow, and you can hear the rest of the program if you did not. Thanks for coming in, Ian.
Much appreciated.
Must drop by again sometime soon. Perhaps I can have a few people in from the group.
Yeah.
And then we can go around and hear some folks' backgrounds. But anyway, after a brief announcement here, I'm going to get to some Edwin Starr. And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, each Monday at 11 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
his game is over, you'll be left alone. And though he'll promise you a star, promise you a moonbeam, a love that's true, well, that little star's not quite so far as his true love. Smile. He puts on all of the girls, oh, but that's his style. You know that he'll promise them a star, promise them a moonbeam, a love that's true. And that little star is just as far as his true love.
regardless of what you say, I got you. Regardless of what you say, I got you. Don't try no foolish things. Don't play no foolish games. Regardless of what you say, I got you. Regardless of what you know, I got you. Regardless of what you know, I got you. Regardless of what you know, regardless to whom you've shown before, regardless to what you know, I got you. The fun was great in the fury of the night. I looked around, you were not in sight. Regardless to what you say, I got you. Regardless to what you say, I got you. Don't try no foolish things. Don't play no foolish games. Regardless to what you say, I got you.
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Well, listen.
stand in the rain.
Hey.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Ooh, that sounds very science fictional. Pure is just setting up for Vampire's Ball, which will be starting up in a few minutes. Before the break, we heard Dan Greer off of Northern Soul's Classiest Rarities Volume 4, that new on Kent Soul from this year, Hook, Line, and Sinker. Before that, a couple tracks off of the new album on Vampa Soul of Detroit Soul Ambassador Melvin Davis. We heard This Ain't the Way, followed by Still in My Heart. And before that, Charles Brown off of another Vampa Soul release from this year called R&B Hip Shakers Volume 1, that from the King Federal Vaults out of Cincinnati, Ohio. We heard Charles Brown, already an R&B veteran by this time, with a song called Regardless. And before that, Hank Ballard with a song called Broadway on the same R&B Hip Shakers Volume 1. Al MacArthur before that, probably one of the rarest tracks on the Northern Soul Classiest Rarities Volume 3. With His True Love for You, and before that, The Artistics off of Sweet Soul Music 1966 with I'm Gonna Miss You, and Edwin Starr with a pre-Motown hit on a Detroit label called Rictic, and it was called Agent 00 Soul. If you want to reach me in between programs, you can email me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca, and that's good for requests and other ideas and feedback. As I said, next week I will not be here. Somebody will, not sure who. But I'll be back the following week as we kind of look towards the end of the year and Christmas. So more on that as we get closer to that date. And yeah, so anyway, thanks for tuning in this past month for not only the fun drive, but for special guest month. Hope you've enjoyed those special guests that I've had on. If you did like it, drop me a line and I can probably come up with other special guest months in the future. And if you are a soul band member or singer or what have you, and you'd like to get on the program, or if you have a demo, you can send your coordinates and information to moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca. Vampire's Ball is about to start in a few minutes. In the meantime, these are the Superbs.
There are 8 million stories in the big city. This is mine. Baby. Thank you.
in a city far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.